I want to remind everyone to place your phones or audio connections on mute until such time you are presenting or asking to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. Please do not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting web link. And then dial back or click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. All right, so we're doing pretty good on that. We've kind of got this down. I'm happy about that. All right, so I want to welcome you to Mission. No, I got one more minute. Hold on. Got to do this right. I had to read slower on my protocol. All right, it's 11 o'clock. So I want to welcome you all to Mission Academy. This is a regular board meeting. It is Tuesday, July 19th, 2022 at 11 o'clock. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in the Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under Agenda Item IE. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comment to the board by emailing publiccomments@missionacademyhs.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comment section of the meeting. All right. Let me take this clip off here. Give me a second. Oh, my clock goes off on the hour with the Beatles, so get ready. All right. As required by state law, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website. So we're going to open this meeting up, and we're going to call the meeting to order and establish a quorum. Cheryl Smanford is present. Todd Updeck?
Present.
Mike Malloy?
Present.
John George?
Present.
And Barbara Willoughby?
Present.
All right, so we do have a quorum. Welcome, everybody. So now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Claudette, would you do that for us, please?
Absolutely. Please stand, put your hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. So now we're going to go into staff introductions, and we will start with corporate officer Jeff Brown.
Well, thank you very much, President and board members. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Welcome. Sherry Vincent.
This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations. Jerry Vincent is unable to make this meeting. She apologizes and wishes you all a good meeting.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. School staff.
Good morning. Lindsay Reese, Area Superintendent. Hope you guys are all well.
Hello, everyone. Jenna Eunice, Principal.
Okay, school legal counsel.
Yes, good morning, Bill Thompson, legal counsel.
All right, advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Good morning, it's Michelle Lopez, counsel with OLAC.
Hi, Michelle. Anybody else? All right, any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves? All right. Can you all hear me? It all of a sudden it's gone quiet. Okay.
Yes, we can hear you. We're all on mute. I can hear you.
Just sounds strange. All right. So now we welcome everybody, and we're going to go to E1E, adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual a teleconference meeting pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Jeff Martineau.
Thank you, President Stanford and board members. Please refer to your board package for the resolution for continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 allows boards to continue to meet remotely during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Can we have a motion and a second to approve 1E?
Michael, I make the motion.
John Dorsch will second the motion.
All right, so Mike Malloy's made the motion. John Dorsch second. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorsch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
The 1E has been approved unanimously. We're now on to 1F. Approve agenda for the July 19, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. Can I get a motion and a second to approve this agenda?
Barbara Willebrand moves.
Claudette Beck second.
Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorsch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1F has been approved unanimously. 1G, approved minutes of the June 3rd, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume you've all seen these. Are there any corrections or comments on these? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1G?
Mike Malloy makes the motion.
Barbara Willebrand second.
Mike Malloy has moved. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorsch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1G has been approved unanimously. We're on to public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item that is in the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line or clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide directions to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone on the line from the public? And if not, Shelley, has anyone contacted you from the public?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands from the Charter Affairs team, here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments.
All right, thank you. So now we're going to go into a public hearing, and I need a motion and a second to open our public hearing.
Claudette Beck will make a motion to open the public hearing.
Mike Malloy
will second. Okay, so Claudette Beck has moved. Mike Malloy has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorsch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So it is unanimous that we're going to go into a public hearing. So let me get a little paper here. Give me a second here. The board will hold a public hearing to solicit the recommendations and comments of members of the public regarding the revised personalized leaning plan. The public hearing is now open at 11:07 a.m. and the board has allotted 15 minutes for the public hearing. Members of the public shall have 3 minutes each to address the board during this hearing. The board may extend this time upon majority vote. The board will first hear a presentation from Lindsay Reese, Area Superintendent.
Thank you, President Stanford. For the public hearing today, we are presenting a revised personalized learning policy that complies with the latest legislative mandates per Assembly Bill 181, which is a state budget bill signed by the governor on June 30th. AB 181 provides a base increase to the local control funding formula of about 12.84% over the 21-22 base level. This is the largest single year increase to the formula since its inception in 2013. In addition to the increase in the LCFS funding, the budget includes nearly $8 billion in learning recovery grants that expire in 2028 and amounts to roughly an additional $1,400 per pupil. Our controller uses the LCFS calculator to develop our school budget. The revised LCFS calculator is anticipated to be released in mid-August or early September. I will work with our controller to revise the recently approved 22-23 budget to include these funding updates and will provide the board the revised budget as soon as possible. In addition to the various fiscal items contained in the state budget, AB 181 requires us to revise our personalized learning policy. The revisions are noted in your board packets in red line and include the following three highlights. Section 2.8 academic content. This removes language concerning the academic content required of independent study instruction. Section 2.9, Tier 3 engagement strategies. This streamlines the procedures that trigger Tier 3 engagement strategies for students. Also want to note, most of the things included in the tier grade engagement strategies are things that we were already doing before they became a part of Ed Code. So this doesn't have a huge effect on our day-to-day operations. And finally, Section 2.13, the Master Agreement. As a special education teacher, as a required signatory to the student master agreement as applicable. Overall, we are pleased with these changes and find them to be helpful in our mission to ensure all students are engaged and on track to complete their personalized learning plan. Does the board or any members of the public have questions or comments on the revised personalized learning policy?
Any board members have questions? All right. The board will now solicit recommendations and comments from members of the public on the revised personalized learning plan. Are there any members of the public on the conference line who wish to offer comment? Are there any members of the public who submitted written comments to the board? Shelley.
Hi, this is Shelley Sands from the Charter Affairs team here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment.
All right, so thank you. So now we have a request, a motion, and a second to close this public hearing.
Senator Beck, I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
Robert Beth has motion. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beth?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
Don Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So it's unanimous that we're closing this public hearing. The public hearing is now closed at 11:10 a.m. All right. So now we're going to go into action items. This is four. The board will be asked to approve the revised personalized learning policy. This is what Lindsay just went over for us. Any comments, Lindsay?
If there are any further questions or comments from the board, I would like to ask that you approve the personalized learning policy as presented during the public hearing.
All right. If none, can I get a motion and a second to approve this?
John Dorsch, move to approve.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
Tom Dortch has moved. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
Tom Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 4A has been approved unanimously. This is revised personalized learning policy. So now we're into 5. Additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Thank you very much. Whoops. Thank you very much, President Stanford. And I would like to thank Lindsay Reese, our superintendent, for giving us that information. And with that, I'll turn it to you.
All right. Jeff, are you any comments from you, or are we good?
We're good. I actually sent Jerry on a tour, so she'll be back later. Thank you.
Okay, that's fine. All right, any comments from the board members? Thank you, Lindsay. Thank you, everyone, for what you do. So we'll move now to closing items. Our next regular board meeting is September 6, 2022 at 12. And now I need a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
Beck, I'll make a motion to adjourn the board meeting.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
Claudette Beck has moved. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
Don Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So we want to thank everyone. We are officially adjourned by a unanimous decision.
Thank you.
Thank you.